Ever watch a movie and can't stop staring at the clothing? Or wonder why a costume designer chose to dress a character like that? Join Michaela and Samantha, two media production students with a passion for fashion, as they deep dive into the world of costume design and try to connect the dots between close-ups and corsets.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Michaela.
And welcome to our podcast. So today we are doing a special episode. We are actually not breaking down a movie. Instead, we are breaking down the fashion from this year's Oscars. Very exciting.
Red carpet looks.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely not the most memorable thing about this year's Oscars, but it's the part we will choose to remember. Okay.
So let's jump right into it. So first is Laverne Cox in a beautiful August Getty Atelier gown and Dina Kemp jewelry. So it's like, personally, I think this look is like absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you. Like,
it's giving very much like Ursula, but like in a hot way.
Mm-hmm.
Ursula's like my favorite Disney villain. This is a compliment. Yeah, so, also for reference, we are actually going through the Vogue article on this. If you look up Vogue 2022 Oscars fashion, it's going to be the first one if you want to follow along.
But yeah, Laverne Cox, I mean, she looks great in everything, but, like, this look in particular, it's, like, dramatic, but, like, classy at the same time. I love, like, I don't know, like, just how, like, they've draped this fabric cape thing behind her. It's just like amazing.
I love it,
honestly. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I think the dress itself, especially like the contrast of the two fabrics, but both are in black.
Mm-hmm. Like the textures are so like gorgeous.
Yeah, and like it's very, I think the velvet part is very like old Hollywood if you take out the cape, but then you put like, I don't even know if it's a cape. What is that? I don't know, but it's beautiful.
It's like a shawl cape kind of thing, but it just adds like a little touch of like modernity to it, which is like great. She understood the assignment.
Exactly. Oh my God. Incredible.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. Let's take a look at
Simu Liu.
Okay. I have feelings about this one. I have feelings about Simu Liu. I love him. First of all, he is wearing a Versace suit. Very, very bougie of him.
Mm-hmm. Little gold accessories.
Yeah. So we're always, I'm always going to rep for my fellow Canadian. But this look, like this specific one, was a miss for me. I loved the suit. Did not love the fact that he is not wearing socks. I do not like that. And the fact that like he's wearing.
But are you supposed to like wear socks with these types of like little dress shoes? I don't know, man. Like,
I don't know, because like I wish he had worn, instead of a white dress shirt, he would have worn a black one.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would have just made the look more streamlined, and he didn't have to wear a bow tie. Like, if he,
oh yeah, that's true,
he replaced like the white shirt with like a black one with gold buttons.
Mm-hmm.
And then without the bow tie, I think that would be like 10 times better, just because you're adding two new colors, whereas I feel like you should want the red and the gold to be your main colors, but then you're adding the black and the white. If you add only one, I think it would have been okay, and I think the black would have been bolder and would have matched his shoes.
That's true.
But I did see photos of him at the after party, and he just wasn't wearing like the shirt and the bow tie underneath. Like, he just was like shirtless under suit jacket, and it did it very, like, it was just so much better for me, because like the suit itself is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like, it's very much reflective of his like Chinese Canadian heritage, like the gold and the red. And you know, normally I don't like men on the red carpet because they're like
boring.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you like just like wore a colored suit. How fun. Or it's not even the colored suit. It's, you know, the epitome of fashion, which is just a black suit. And it's like, wow, you really chose to innovate in fashion there. But yeah, this I like because it's reflective of, like, who he is. and kind of his presence in the Hollywood stage as a larger thing. And, like, I like that. Like, it's saying something, which, it, like, I appreciate.
Yeah, me too.
But, yeah, I do agree that, like, maybe, I don't know, like, the shoes aren't doing it for me. Now that, like, you mentioned that he's not wearing socks, I can't, like, unsee
it. I think if he picked, like, his watch, like, the strap is white. You know, I wish he picked either black or white and not both. Yeah. Because he has two white things, which is the shirt and the watch, and then two black things, which is the bow tie and the shoes. Pick one color, I feel like, because you're distracting from the red. That's my take. Yeah. I think he is a very handsome man. Do not get me wrong. I just think he could have done better.
Yeah.
Moving on. Kelly Marie Tran in this beautiful, I guess this is what, like a forest green, a traditional Vietnamese áo dài. I'm definitely not pronouncing that right. Sorry, I'm not Vietnamese, guys. She is with Carlos Lopez Estrada. Not really who I'm going to focus on for this. She looks amazing. This is what I was saying about sticking to a color, like sticking to a color and committing. Mm-hmm. Like, she looks gorgeous.
Also, the fact that it's like a Vietnamese looks like designer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like that she's like representing her country, basically. Also, the hat.
Yeah.
It's just like, God, it's like such a good look. Like,
mm-hmm. I love like the mixture of fabrics here.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like the hat looks like a very, like, almost like a, like, not, it's like, it looks like satin, but it's not like shimmery satin. And then like, that looks like very, obviously very nice. And then you have like the lace on her dress, which, like, I'm pretty sure these dresses are not traditionally made with lace. So like, there's a bit of like a, I think they're traditionally made out of like the satin.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool to like kind of like remix it in that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of like blending like American prom dress culture with like the Vietnamese, I forget what you call it. Like, you know, the traditional like Vietnamese Asian dress, and like,
yeah,
that's nice. Again, saying something, representing herself on the red carpet.
Exactly.
I like it.
Yes.
Just like Simu Liu.
Let's appreciate the earrings for a moment. Those things are gorgeous. And the fact that her hair is up, because if she had worn her hair down, this outfit would have been a total miss. There would have been too many things going on.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, she looks incredible. This is a 10 out of 10 for me. Like, I have no complaints.
And then, so next we have Penelope Cruz in Chanel. Okay, I just want to say one thing. I feel like Chanel always, like, because they have, like, certain stars and, like, celebrities that have to wear Chanel to, like, their events or to events, and because they're like ambassadors for Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Chanel always like low-key does their like celebrities dirty a little bit.
Really?
But I like that this dress has pockets is what I want to say.
I feel like there are too many things. I love the color. I will say I love the color, but there are just too many things happening.
Yeah.
There are like the, like, buttons down the front. There's like the weird thing on the waist that's like,
yeah, like the bow tie too.
A corset.
Too.
Yeah, the bow tie is like,
the bow tie is very like classic Chanel, but it's like, it almost like it doesn't like fit in with the rest of the dress, which is like,
yeah.
Like, if you showed me this dress and was like, this is a Chanel dress, I would be like, really? Oh, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Because it doesn't really have that, like, I don't know, to me, it doesn't have that, like, Chanel DNA, and there's a lot going on.
I just wish it was a little sleeker.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's, like, one less thing, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe if the bow tie thing was maybe in the same fabric of the dress, or if it was, like, more of a choker that was, like, higher up her neck.
Or if they just got rid of it altogether, honestly.
Yes. Or if the dress maybe was, like, a mermaid cut instead of that kind of, like, princessy A-line.
Oh, yeah.
Or if they, I don't know, there's just, like, you just remove one thing. There's too many things happening
in
this one.
But otherwise, like, it looks like it fits great and, like,
pockets.
Pockets.
You know,
my
actually,
God.
Sorry,
I,
no,
like,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm just, like, really excited about the fact that a red carpet dress has pockets. I'm like, but yeah, that's all.
I think what would have helped was if her hair was up. because of the detail in the neck. If her hair was I don't think this would look as busy as it does.
Yeah, because there's kind of like an unofficial rule where like if you're wearing like a halter or like a choker, you gotta like have your hair up and like, yeah, I wonder if that would like help this look. But also like Chanel keeps on doing their celebrities dirty, and I don't know how much I can change that.
Speaking of celebrities wearing their hair up when wearing halters or things that are busy around their neck, Stephanie Beatriz.
Absolutely gorgeous. Oh my gosh. Like, what? Like,
amazing.
Just like, go to the website if you're listening to this. Go to the Vogue website and just scroll down to Stephanie Beatriz and Dior Haute Couture and just like marvel at it. Like, it's gorgeous. Like, that chiffon, black chiffon dress.
Yeah.
Kind of like trailing a little like thing behind her, God. And it's got these like beautiful pleats,
and like the harness gives it a bit more shape and like a bit more edge, which I think is super cool.
Yeah,
and it looks comfortable. Like, that is a dress you can sit down in. That is a dress you can eat in.
Yeah, like she looks like she can go to the bathroom pretty easily, and you know what, I feel like those celebrities appreciate that. But yeah, like, honestly, this one, 10 out of 10 for me. Also, her hair is gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, understood the assignment. I want to know who her stylist is. Give her a raise.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Next, for someone whose stylists I hope they fire, Amy Schumer. Hey, what the hell is this dress? Hey, what is this?
Okay, so my initial reaction was, like, the exact same as yours. But then I was like, is it just because I hate Amy Schumer? And then I was, like, trying to, like, crop out her face and figure out if it was just Amy Schumer or if it was the dress. And I was like, no, I think it's both.
Yeah, like, why is the bow like that? Why is there a bow on this dress that is, like, it looks like Christmas tinsel? Like, that's what it reminds me of.
I also not don't like way. How it's, like, fitted at the shoulders. It's kind of, like, frumpy looking. Like, I mean,
yes.
See, the thing is, like, these, like, I feel like if you're going to be on a red carpet, like, whatever you're wearing should be, like, tailored to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much Amy Schumer gets paid, but I think she can afford a tailor. I don't know. I just, like, this, I can't put into words exactly why this dress is such a miss for me, but I'm like,
I don't know. The color also doesn't do her any favors. Like, it's not bright enough to make a statement, but not like jewel toned enough to like really accentuate anything. Like, it's just kind of this like dull.
It's kind of like navy and black, which is like, I mean, I personally think you can wear navy and black together,
but it's
now
not like a nice
to,
deep
but
navy.
Like,
it's like,
it's not, it doesn't like complement each other in a way.
It's the color you get when you like mix blue paint and black paint, and you don't like blend any of the undertones. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's like a very muddy navy, which is like not great. Like, I will give it to Amy Schumer. Like, she has amazing boobs here and she has amazing hair, but I feel like they just like this dress did her dirty. Like,
and like, where's the jewelry?
Yeah.
Like, necklace, earrings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of a miss for
Sorry.
Me.
Let's
Definitely
move on.
Oh, let's take a look at Catriona Balfay in Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right.
I actually don't know who she is, but this dress is doing something for me.
This dress is like it really caught my eye when I first looked at it, like scrolled through this article. I was like, oh, this is like interesting. Like, I really like how the ruffles are like, it's like a white dress with like a ruffle detail kind of going around.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
Yeah, like, it's, I think
there's, like, something missing, and I can't quite put my finger on what exactly, but instinctively, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd give it that. I like that her necklace matches the straps on her dress.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I like that, similar to Laverne Cox, how the kind of, like, ruffly part is a different fabric than the rest of her dress.
Mm-hmm.
I think the dress is too long. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It looks like if you if maybe she hemmed it a little bit so you could see her shoes, I feel like that would have made this like hit a little harder. Like I think it still looks good.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just a little hemming.
Mm-hmm. And like I'm surprised I don't know who she is because like she looks gorgeous and is like completely like slaying this outfit. So are we gonna do Daniel Kaluuya in the Gucci suit?
Oh sure.
I don't know what to think of this, to be honest, personally. I don't know about you.
I think that he's like 90% there. In I wish that like you see how part of his like popped out collar or not popped out but like the collar on his like suit jacket is like black.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that it went all the way around and then he wore a teal shirt underneath.
Oh yeah. No, I agree. Yeah.
Because I feel like then it would have been more of like a color blocking moment as opposed to like a I feel like the black kind of blends into each other.
Yeah.
Like, of his shirt and then of, like, the lapels of his jacket. Yeah.
I also kind of wish that, like, he wore, like, a matching pant. Like, a turquoise pant. Or, like, I don't know. Or, like, a patterned pant, even. Like, I feel like he would look great in, like, a patterned pant with this.
Yeah, like a teal and black pattern.
Of some sort. Like, but, yeah, because I feel like men on the red carpet, as I said before, y'all are not the innovation of fashion, and please start, because there's a lot of, I feel like there's like a lot in menswear that you can like explore with and like subvert. So I'm like, every time I see men on the red carpet, I'm like, why?
You can
why
do
aren't
better.
You doing
you can
more? Do like, who are their stylists? Like,
I will also say, like, I wish his ring was like silver instead of gold.
Oh yeah,
just the warm tone of it is throwing me off.
But yeah, I'm not gonna rate this because I know I'm biased against men in suits, so and I love Daniel Kaluuya, sorry, but like, yeah,
moving on. Megan,
oh my god,
this was probably my favorite dress. I'm gonna say this right now,
like,
this incredible.
20 out of 10, literally, like,
incredible.
So good. I don't know who designed this dress. I feel like I should look into it, but like,
it's not listed.
Like,
but yeah.
She looks like an ethereal mermaid.
She's pulling off like very, to me it's like modern Cinderella almost, with like the bun and like the blue.
Yeah,
she's just incredible. Like, I love like the soft like frills almost that like make up her skirt. I love the fact that her hair is up.
They almost look like fins.
Oh yes, kind of. Yes, gorgeous.
And, like, I almost like that she isn't wearing like jewelry on her neck.
Yeah,
even,
I was gonna say,
like, it really makes the dress like the statement. And I'm like, God, it's just like such a good look. Like,
it's so like, somehow it's princessy and sleek at the same time.
Yeah. Like, and it's like incredibly modern, but also like very like classic, very like Hollywood. Like, and also like, I can't even imagine how long this dress probably took to make. Like,
oh, yeah.
All it's got like this like intricate silver, I don't even know, stuff like embedded into like the chiffon and like Megan Thee Stallion.
Thank you for this.
Thank you.
And I will say, like, the makeup too, like, goes so well with the dress, because like this could have been ruined so easily with like a red lip.
Oh my god,
but
yeah.
Like, the fact that there's a bit of like the silveriness on her like lipstick, it's beautiful. Like, I have zero complaints. Like, if I wish everyone pulled up with,
honestly,
with,
yeah,
with this.
Like, this is the definition of understood the assignment.
Oh yeah.
Like, I want to see Megan Thee Stallion go to the Met Ball, actually, or the Met Gala.
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like she would, like,
she would kill it,
really understand.
Oh, she would kill
the
it.
Assignment.
Yes.
Because, like, as you know, people don't really
look in camp right in the eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, next we have Rachel Zegler in Dior Haute Couture. This dress is gorgeous. I just want to say,
like, it's giving very like edgy punk Greek goddess.
Yeah, like pretty much. It's just like a great look. Like it's like this intricate, like silvery black pattern beading. Yeah. It's almost like fishnet, except it's not like fishnet because it's like on a actual fabric. But it's like, and the way it's like draped over her like perfectly and like cinched in at their waist, like just a great look.
I think,
honestly, like, I don't have much to say because it's just, like, such a good look.
I really like, okay, first of all, women with short hair, I think, do really well with kind of, like, big, chunky jewelry. And she didn't go overboard. Like, you could have like, put, like, a chunkier necklace on her, but I like how delicate that choker is.
Yeah.
And I also, like, I don't know if you noticed, her rings are silver, her necklace is gold, and I don't hate it. Usually I do. I don't hate it. I think she pulls it off really well.
I think maybe it's because there's, like, a little bit of silver in her, like, gold necklace.
Yeah.
So it, like, kind of, like, ties together.
Yeah, no, she...
But, yeah, she's, like, one of, like, those people that can pull off both gold and silver and, like, just, like, does it well. Like,
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like this might be, like, my second favorite look of the red carpet.
Yes.
Next, we have...
Kristen Stewart in Chanel.
Oh, in Chanel. You know how I feel about Chanel doing celebrities dirty. And this might be one of those cases.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay, I know that, like, grungy party chic is, like, coming back, but I don't know how I feel about that being a thing on the red carpet. Like, it kind of looks like Kristen Stewart lost her pants.
Yeah, I was
somewhere
just say,
and
like
at like a party and then just kind of stumbled out onto the red carpet to me.
Like,
which could have been the intention, but like, I don't know. I wish that like she had worn like a pantsuit of some sort, like pants instead.
I feel like, first of all, her heels look like they're so incredibly high. I do not understand how she walks.
Oh my God,
if you're going to wear shorts, wear interesting boots. That is all I'm going to say. Like, the shoes are boring.
Yeah.
The shorts, like, what are the, like, I guess she has, like, incredible legs. Like, we know, but, like, you know, like, I feel like if she wore, like, a thigh-high boot, something like that, I wouldn't be so upset about the shorts.
Yeah.
But, like...
Or, like... Even like leg jewelry of some sort, like I feel like that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Like, because I really like what's like kind of going on up top with like the open shirt and like the necklace that kind of like hangs down her chest. Like, I like that. I almost want. I'm like imagining a version of this outfit where she gets rid of like the blazer and it's like a elongated dress shirt.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
With like a little leg slit and like leg jewelry on the side.
Yo, that would...
I don't know. Chanel, hire me? Maybe?
Chanel, like, please.
I can like dress your celebrities, maybe? You know? But yeah.
Okay, next. Zoe Kravitz.
Honestly, like Zoe Kravitz. Oh my God, like... She's gorgeous. I almost swore again. Oh my gosh, because she's so gorgeous. Like, this little pink dress, like, just, like, fits her so exquisitely. I like that it's, like, a bow thing going on.
Hot take. I don't love the color of this
really?
Dress. Really? I like everything. I just think that the pink is really, like, throwing me off for some reason. And maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just used to, like, seeing her in, like, black usually. But, like, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, pastels on red carpets.
That's fair, yeah.
Like, I feel like if you're gonna do a lighter color, like, do it like Megan Thee Stallion, where, like, there's a bit of, like, metallic underneath it. But it just, it feels... Yeah, I don't know. Like, it feels like this is more of, like, a garden party color as opposed to, like, a red carpet color. But, like, I love the way it fits on her. Like, I love, like, the jewelry and, like, how simple it is. And I love that her hair is up. I don't know. I'm learning now that I like it when their hair is up. So, yeah, it's just the color that's really throwing me.
Honestly, but I like the color because I feel like Zoe Kravitz has such, like, a fierce look. I like how, like, this, like, baby pink is, like, kind of, like, contrasting and like balancing her out, kind of. It's like really pretty to me. I feel like she's definitely one of like the best dressed of the night, though, for sure. Like,
oh yeah, yeah, for sure. But like, I feel like she could. I mean, she could pull off almost anything. Yeah, I feel
she's
like
Zendaya, who like can pull off anything. Yeah. Which maybe we'll talk about Zendaya next. Zendaya in Valentino Haute Couture. I'm not gonna lie. Usually I love Zendaya looks, but like I didn't really like this one that much, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I think that she looks good because she's Zendaya.
Yeah.
But I think that she could have looked good in like a Zendaya plus dress. She's just carrying it because she's Zendaya.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I completely agree. Like, I feel like this one was kind of a miss for me. Like, I was like, she looks good because she's Zendaya, not because of the dress. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the colors look great on her. I just feel like the two-piece maybe is, like, a little...
It kind of cuts her off a little bit.
Yeah.
And she has, like, such a, like, a gorgeous, like, height that, like, I feel like is, like, great to, like, accentuate. Mm-hmm. There's also...
Timothy Chalamet?
Yes. Okay. I'm not gonna lie, I don't really like this look that much. I feel like Timothée Chalamet is, like, one of those people that, for me personally, he always, like, almost gets it, but doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I don't love the lace, like, the spiderwebby lace that's on his sleeves. I think
I didn't even notice that.
It makes it, it just, it's like another texture. And I feel like there are too many textures here. I wish that, like, there maybe the texture from his, like, his jacket, if they, like, lined the, you know, like, the side of the pants had, like, a line going down.
Yeah.
That was, like, that.
Kind and like then tying his shoes the whole were, thing like, together. Yeah.
Yeah. And his shoes were matte. This is, I don't think we're going to get to Andrew Garfield, but, like, Andrew Garfield had the same problem where his outfit was almost perfect, but his shoes were just way too shiny. And they just threw the entire look off. But, yeah. Those are my thoughts. I think Timothée Chalamet would look good wearing anything. I hope my boyfriend's not listening to this. But, you know how it is. But yeah, could have done better.
Also, Billie Eilish in...
Oh, yes, Billie Eilish.
In Gucci. We know she loves her Gucci. Honestly, like, I don't know how I feel about this, to be honest. Like, it's very ruffly... It is classic Billy, I guess, where it's, like, over the top. But, I don't know. I think I'm also learning that I like it when they have their hair up. I'm like, wow, maybe, like, if she had her hair up, it would look better. Like, I think
if she had her hair up and wore, like, a choker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, like, I feel like if you just look at the dress, it's, like, gorgeous. But then her hair is, like, kind of, like, throwing it off for me because you can... It's like, is that a wig or is it like...
I feel like it's a wig. Like, that texture doesn't look like human hair.
It's very, like, suspicious. It kind of looks like she's, like, playing dress up. Like, it makes the rest of the outfit, like...
Yeah, I think she's... I can't tell whether or not she's swimming in the fabric.
I think it's, like, intentionally, like, she's supposed to be swimming in the fabric, a la classic Billy, but, like...
But, like, I feel like just with all the ruffles, it's just a lot harder to, I guess, like, because when she would wear, like, big clothing, like, it was more streamlined, like, texture-wise.
Yeah.
But, like, with the ruffles, I think it just makes her look simultaneously much bigger and much smaller than she actually is.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I think I don't mind the ruffles. It's, like... It's interesting, but I don't know how I feel about the outfit in general, though. I think it might just be the hair throwing me off. Like, I can't get over, like, I'm, like, scrolling through this and I'm, like, cropping out her head. I'm like, I feel like it looks good. And then I, like, scroll back up and I see her hair and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Is that a wig? Hair is an accessory.
It really is. Hair is an accessory. Like, I feel like if you... don't get the hair right, it can, like, ruin the outfit.
Yeah, because people's eyes go, like, directly to your, like, they look at the outfit from, like, up to down, right?
Yeah.
So, Yeah. Okay, I think we have time for one more.
Do we want to do H.E.R., her, in the Carolina Herrera gown?
Maybe? Yes. Okay.
First of all, that color, gorgeous on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I don't have much to say about this because it's like such a gorgeous look. But the clutch with the red, I'm kind of confused about.
Yeah. This is the same thing I said about Simu Liu. Pick like...
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. Yeah.
Pick like... one color, one metallic, and then either black or white. I feel like that is what you, that is how you pick like a good color palette.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Like the red detail on the clutch is like.
Yeah. And then like the necklace is also like, is that teal?
It's like a different shade of green than the dress, which is okay, I guess. But also like the fact that her shoes are also like. I don't know. I guess I wish that her jewelry, like her shoes and her jewelry matched.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that would like tie in the look better.
I think that it's just every single one of the things that she's wearing would be the statement piece of another outfit, but she put them all together.
Yeah. But honestly, somehow, like, she still looks great, so...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like...
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a very beautiful person to be able to wear something like this and still get away with it, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm like, imagining myself wearing this, and I'm like, I cannot, like... I feel like I would feel ridiculous, but, like, she really pulls it off, and, like... It drapes really nicely, like the fabric over her.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like she's almost there. I give it an 8.5 out of 10.
I will say just, again, take one thing off.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like match one more thing. Same thing with Simu. Yes. Yeah. Can we please do one last one? Maggie Gyllenhaal in Schiaffarelli. Oh my God. I love this dress so much. Like, I mean, I love Schiaparelli in general, but, like, she just, like, this dress is great.
How simple, like, her styling is. It's just the dress. And her hair is, her hair is not obstructing anything. She's not wearing a big, gaudy necklace. Like,
the dress is really the statement piece, which is, great. It's also, like, very, like, modern. The cut is really modern, but, like, old Hollywood at the same time, which is very Oscars.
Yeah, I love how structured that, like, sleeve part is, or, like, the top part is. Incredible. Just, like, very beautiful.
Understood the Oscars very much. Oh, I feel like this is gonna be, like, a legendary look.
Yeah, I think it makes her look also very, like, statuesque. Mm-hmm. Like, if you look at, like, the Oscar... like cutouts behind her and like kind of her silhouette. God, like it's very like I
Maggie Gyllenhaal's stylist. They need a raise.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Anyway, I think that's all the time we have for today. We could go on forever, but like, you know, these were like our highlights. I hope you enjoyed. Go to the Vogue website and go to this article, look through the stuff. Form your own opinions, but I hope you enjoyed our commentary on it.
Of course, and this is our last episode for the season, so, you know, it was a good one to end on, I think, because we literally could not stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
So, thanks for listening with us on this, for this last semester, for this last season, and we'll see you next time. Bye!
Bye!